Translation: Mother, you are reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations, by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. I think that the powerful influence of time, which conquers the most powerful, might have forcibly taken away all your fortune, which was adored even by the demigods. Purport. By the grace of the Lord, each and every planet is created fully equipped. So not only is this earth fully equipped with all the riches for the maintenance of all its inhabitants, but also when the Lord descends on the earth, the whole earth becomes so enriched with all kinds of opulences that even the denizens of heaven worship it with all affection. By the will of the Lord, the whole earth can at once be changed. He can do and undo a thing by his sweet will. Therefore, none should consider himself to be self-sufficient or independent of the Lord. Verse one more. Mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations, by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. I think the powerful influence of time, which conquers the most powerful, might have forcibly taken away all your fortune, which was adored even by the demigods. Okay, try to share some reflections in front of you to verify if there's any value in it, because I have nothing to teach anyone, really. Maybe take him.
I prefer if he's there and not I'm sitting there.
Yeah, take it. Okay. So we see this serious verses now in the entire chapter. It's kind of dramatic after dramatic chapters we have last few months. Krishna left and then Pandavas left. And then finally all good fortune left and then Mother Earth is left alone, bereft of Krishna, bereft of, and Kali entered full force side. So when Dharma is followed, Mother Earth is very joyful. It's very joyful to give. And only when Dharma is in place, then Earth is very happy to provide for all the living entities without any problem. She's a mother of every single living entity. And verse said, Mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations, by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. In other words, why are you so miserable, Mother Earth? See? So I'm just wondering how that Earth, Mother Earth, is not used to it. Like, you know, Earth is destroyed so many times, one day of Brahma. Kali Yuga creeps 1,000 times. And she's still kind of, or maybe it's different personality each time when Mother Earth reappeared as a personified deity. Because she's not used to it so many times, yeah. So if there is Dharma, then if there is no Dharma, then entire Earth is exploited, as we know already is predicted, doomed to be. Is it placed in balance completely? See, people are sinful. In verse before, he said, turns to hell to animals. They slaughter animals left and right. Cows and all kinds of animals we know, very well know nowadays. this terrible pandemic, you know, kill everything, absolutely anything, you know. Then another reaction, of course, the feminine, there's, you know, disease, there are wars, there are frictions. See? Because Dharma is not followed, see? And Adharma brings wars out from man. If you don't follow Dharma, then you don't know where you stand. You don't know what's the principle, you don't know what the standard of life. You just don't know. Out of ignorance, mostly, you just commit all kinds of things which disturb Mother Earth. See? Selfish goals, you know. And speak up Dharma. Adharma was the first sinful creature that Lord Brahma created. In family lineage of Lord Kali, he is down somewhere in the middle. Adharma was first. From his back, he created Adharma. So, Kali in that lineage is, his main thing is to destroy that Adharma, to be faithful to his family lineage. And exploitation weakens earth, all kinds of exploitation. So. When things are rebalanced, then earth is very happy to provide everything for anyone's need. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, you cannot provide for everyone's greed. Because, you know, you have selfish, splitted goal, you know. There's no bottom of greed, basically. If you want a thing and you don't know what's the goal of life, you are dharmic, then there's no bottom to it. Then it cannot satisfy. See? One side is imbalance, over-accumulation, and on the other side is starvation. PFC, is happens in this Kali Yuga. But it's not just the greed which creates imbalance. So not knowing the principles of Dharma made me also complain. See, they don't know principles of Dharma. They are not established properly. So they will complain. In this Kali Yuga, Kalau Shudra Sambhavam, most of the people are Shudras. What's the main feature of Shudra? He's complaining all the time. You know, I'm complaining all the time myself. See? All the time, something. And then when you complain, you think, oh, you know, somebody also is a reason for my suffering. You know, so you know, so there's a friction. You know, you're showing the fingers. All wars are because of that. We can do on our own. You know, why these intruders taking our goods or whatever? Like in Croatia, war was because of that. Economy crushed so badly, and then was independent interest. We could survive on our own. We have resources, we have this, but others were against. So, just many things due to economy, because everybody is a Shudra. Yeah. They don't know what is their needs. Yeah. So, Shudras are wrecking this earth, yeah, to make things so-called better. But this idea of better is not global. Mostly it's, you know, my nation or whatever. So in purpose said, by the grace of the Lord, each and every planet is created fully equipped to provide for everyone. And Srila Prabhupada said that, he said, I've seen so much vacant land here, there in Africa, Australia, that it can feed 10 times population. You know, it's enough, but somehow, you know, the starvation also. And also when Lord descends, as it says in verse, when he's descending, even this opulence of earth multiplies manifold. Because earth is just given freely, you know, for the pleasure of the Lord. This riches is already in her, but she just gives in abundance. So that even demigods adore Mother Earth, such opulence, more than even their own planet. See? Verses before this one lists so many things which disturb Mother Earth, so many verses. You know, so you can kind of guess. I can kind of go quickly through, you know. It's a family scattered and not living together. That's one small thing. Prabhupada mentioned that Jashi Shirad Gopamananda Paitapavana Sitaramachuna Gauritai. Prabhupada said many times that, you know, to work you have to travel so many miles and you know, you are not with your family. This in general, most of the time. Family is scattered. Then internal diseases, this disturbs the earth also. So many internal diseases. Then separation from the dear persons also disturb Mother Earth. Then anxiety is to maintain on status, disturbs the earth also. Broken legs of Dharma, as we already discussed so many verses, this disturbs the earth. It's an earth, Mother Earth is exploited by unlawful meat eaters. And a very interesting thing, there is no sacrifices to demigods. That's also disturbing the Mother Earth. Famine and drought due to which living beings suffer. So all this suffering of living entities disturbs Mother Earth. As we say in the verse there, she is kind of miserable. In verse 20, earlier, the other day, he said, sacrifice is essential. How can we understand this in this day and age? Sacrifice, like, let's say, common man, you have to do sacrifice to live happily and prosperous life. They can't get a clue what you're talking about. Okay, it can be nice and moral and pious, but what sacrifice? He said, the people of this age will not perform any sacrifice. The mlecha population will care very little for performances of sacrifices. Although performance of sacrifice is essential for persons who are materially engaged. It's interesting. If you materially do something, you must do sacrifice. No idea of that in this age. If they engage in sense enjoyment, they must perform sacrifices to balance. In Bhagavad Gita, performance of sacrifice is strongly recommended in the West. Ana, Balati, Bhutani, Soko. Said all living bodies subsist on grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced from performance of yagya, sacrifice. And yagya is born of prescribed duties. It means you cannot have yagya unless society is established, structured in Arashrama Dharma. And later on, I think, maybe even tomorrow's verse, Mother Earth says that because Varnashrama is broken, therefore I'm disturbed. First she mentioned Krishna disappearance, and she said, because Varnashrama is broken. Because if there is no Varnashrama, is not existent, there is no Dharma, then there's nothing else, more or less. All this which I mentioned already, imbalance, there's no Dharma. Interesting that like, there's so subtle laws in entire creation that is so symbiotic. Everybody has his own part to play, see. And then it's balance. Like everybody has his important symbiotic part to hold. We do sacrifice, you know, then we can enjoy. Then we got supply on the order of sanction of the Supreme. So everything is, you know, cooperation, like a big trade. I don't know. You know, everything is clean jobs. Clean exchanges, clean business, no problem, everybody's happy. So to disturb this is very easy. If people consciousness is even slightly down, therefore, even, you know, from Satya Yuga, drop down to Treta Yuga, it means, you know, it's already, the system is disturbed already. Somehow or other, we have this nature of humans to create. And also, Kali is not just present in Kali Yuga. His influence is in every yuga. He's a main culprit which influences people's mind to slowly drop down their standards. More shudras. Unless everybody is shudra. See, like in Treta Yuga, everybody is mostly kshatriya. There are a few brahmanas. Of course, Satya Yuga, everybody is brahmana. Top class. But then kshatriyas. Also pious, but you know, then Varnashrama is created in this yuga, Treta, and then down more, mostly Vaishyas. Even Krishna is born in Vaishyas, in Vapara Yuga. And of course, drop down even more, Shudras. And then Shudras gets more crazy and degraded, like Kali Yuga progresses. So now interesting thing, like how that Even now, although there is no yaga, there is nothing, there is overproduction of the goods. If you've been ever traveling anywhere, these big farms, the fields and fields of vegetables, food grains. That means Mother Earth still provides. How is that? Even there is no sacrifice. What makes her to produce? There is no yagya. I don't know, is any thoughts, quick one?
Prabhupada said 1% of the population.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that means because of us. Because of us. Not because of me anyway, because of them. Turn the camera there. I mean, what else I could think of?
Krishna provides for all living
entities. Yeah, but there is no yagya, then Mother Earth, she's, you know, she has right to withhold, like in times of Maharaj Prithu. She didn't give anything. No jewels, no grain, nothing, until she was chastised by Prithu Maharaj. So she of course she's a Mother Earth, she likes everybody, our children. But the verse before said only by performance of yagya, then food is supplied to us.
You can see the other way, the countries which are open to the yagya.
To yagya? There's no yagya.
Like,
yeah. They reap some benefit.
You know, like many countries are open to it.
Yeah.
The countries which are not open to it, they're suffering more.
Yeah.
In America, there's a lot of droughts.
Yeah, yeah, it must be.
Lack of rain.
Yeah. One thing I was thinking, you know, you can induce artificially Mother Earth to produce plastic fruit and plastic vegetables. You see, there is no life in it, mostly. Like, if you just see these places where regularly on the agricultural field, they're growing the whatever it's vegetables, beans, whatever. How Earth is so sickly looking, my goodness, like pale, with some powder on. There's absolutely no weeds. But it's like sickly, you can see, you can sense it, you know, like there's some vibes are there. Sick Mother Earth, and by all this artificial pumping with whatever, chemical cocktail of artificial fertilizers she's producing, but there's no food in it, there's no essence in that. They say that 50 years ago, all vegetables, fruit, had 8 times more nutrition in itself than nowadays. I just read this, one orange equal to 8 oranges nowadays. So, you know, therefore, it's no wonder that, supplements, vitamins, you know, the big, massive business, people buying supplements because it's not enough in food, doesn't provide. And on the other hand, because you are not nourished, you need more. People eat too much. And what this dead food does, turns into sugar, whatever, fat. Obesity is such a big problem everywhere. You know, you just feel hungry all the time. You know. So that's what happened. There's no yagya can induce Mother Earth. She will produce. Like, for example, like in an analogy, same like a proper Shakti comes from properly performing like mystic siddhis. By properly, you know, the process, you can acquire mystic siddhis, anima, lagima, prapti. But artificial you can do also, Prabhupada mentioned, you know, you can fly in the sky by jet plane, you can go under the water by submarines, you can board the hills with whatever, make a tunnels. This is artificial. But also for spiritual realization, there are quite few people who take in simple so-called spiritual drugs, which shoots you up also in some kind of consciousness, state of consciousness, where we are not ready to it. So something cheap, you know. That's analogy. You know, you can artificially try to have spiritual life or artificially have a food. You can do, but there's no value in that. That's the thing. You are not ready neither for those realms. So it's a similar kind of analogy. So proper items grow through sacrifice. And in verse 20, up there, he said that Properly acquired sufficient rains gives energy to the living beings when they eat the proper food that comes from sacrifices. Then it's proper everything. You know, Mother Earth supplies everything. When Mother Earth supplies, you get everything you need. Abundance. And in this age, what's a sacrifice? It's only Sankirtan Yagya. Only Sankirtan Yagya. So I guess because Srinivas says, because of Sankirtan Yagya, we're still not starving. So, okay, go a little bit further items which disturbs Mother Earth. He said, women and children are abandoned and neglected by unscrupulous men. There's no need to comment on that. And so women will try to be independent of the protection of such a man. So such a kind of feminism, which is very prominent, creeps in every society, without mentioning our... it's not because of... It's just frustration, see. It comes because of frustration. So you cannot just blame women that they want to be independent. You cannot blame them, see. All structure of society is shattered down, see. And Prabhupada said that, what he said, man supports feminism to exploit women even more because she's independent, doesn't have a husband, you can enjoy her more. That's in one sense, you can see a weak man very much supports feminism because he is under influence of his wife. Sorry for contradiction here, but it creeps in. Anyway, all of us have innate natures. There's things which men can do, things which women can do, even if his society is shattered, scattered, messed up, still there is qualities in man, qualities in woman. We would just take that, play that role. But you cannot blame anyone, you know. Out of frustration, oppression, can you imagine, like, you know, like in early days, I mean, just I can just take our own society. I don't want to go anywhere else, you know. It was less, too much improper behavior, too much viewing the opposite gender. So enough is enough at some point. So that everybody follows his own level, his own whatever, etiquette, with no problem. There was no need to rebel against something which, you know, which is properly performed. There's no need. So this is just part of Kali Yuga, you know, small part of Kali Yuga. See. More things that disturb the earth. Brahmanas and cows are unprotected. So-called teachers of society are irreligious, and so-called brahmanas have taken shelter of administrators, which supposedly to be kshatriyas, but there is no kshatriyas. And brahmanas are so-called brahmanas, so they kind of sheepishly take shelter of such a kind of administrators. Further said, who do not respect the brahmanical culture. That means if you take shelter of someone who doesn't respect you, what you can expect? Bullying, abuse, you know, mocking. So, you know, that's a weakness of brahmanas. Therefore, in Vedic culture, brahmanas can say anything because they're independent. You know, they are not under anyone. Brahmana can say any truth to anyone, kshatriyas, anyone. He doesn't care what you're going to do. He's independent. That's the thing. If you're dependent, then you kind of adjust. You modify it. You compromise. See. Administrators are bewildered by influence of Kali Yuga, and so state affairs are in disorder. So no one knows what is proper to do in Kali Yuga. Your administrator, even if you have good intention, you just don't know what the hell to do. Even if you know, you cannot. You are in grip. The other day we were mentioning again this lady Vaishnavi who tried to. No, she was supposed to be elected, or, you know, was some Tulsi. But she can do, man. I was thinking in my mind always, lady, better move out from that post as soon as possible. They will crush you there. You know, it's not that president is running the state. No. You just cannot say, intrude Forex, for example. They'll kill you, man. They kill even better people than, according to world views, Gandhi, whatever, you know, Martin Luther King. So many people liked him. John Lennon, they kill him. So, you know, you have to compromise. So you'll be even worse than normally as a devotee, viewing and sanctioning, I don't know, abortion, meat, slaughter. So this is at least not time yet for us, unless we become strong and have some influence and proper followers who know what is standard. Then we can try to come on the post of the state. Otherwise, she made good move, you know. The further, yeah, said even irregular eating, sleeping disturbs the earth. Imagine, like if these small things disturb the earth, what to speak about some bigger? Irregular eating and sleeping of people disturbs the earth. Said, no. Hell is increasing now. The general populace has unregular habits of eating, sleeping, mating, etc., performing anywhere and everywhere. And this disturbs the earth. She's a very sensitive creature, man. Small thing, just can't imagine. What to speak of what we do on day-to-day basis, you know. So just imagine what treatment she gets from all these ants who think themselves very powerful, walking on the earth, just disturbing the earth, you know, like a cancer. Get out of here. And then in verse 20, he said that Lord Hari has left the earth. So that's the main reason why earth is sorrowful. And then now, interesting there, he said that the Lord came to remove the burden of the earth. And he was there for so many years, 120-something. And has supposedly removed the burden of the earth. But then as soon as he left, how is that? Suppose she would be relieved, okay. At least for some time, I'm kind of get chill out, go to Japan, walk around in nature, go to India. Anyway, you know, but as soon as Lord left, immediately, big sorrow, you know, like it's incredible, you know. Like, as soon as Krishna left, immediately the same. So did he relieve our burden? Was some forgetfulness for 100 years or something? So even emotional suffering of any living entities due to imbalance, this is turbulent. It's a chaos. So if you try to connect subtly to the Mother Earth, what she feels, like, you know, sorrowful, distressed, you know, for what's happening now. Everybody's in distress nowadays. And then how much I contribute to this, that's the thing. I do very much. I know what to do. Disturb other living entities, small things, small, you know. Like last few weeks I was doing something on computer, tried to make some kind of video, but I tried to make some, as me, it's crazy, some kind of special effect intro. And I spent like a few hours a day on the computer just moving dots and I was so agitated, incredible. And I realized, you know, just whenever somebody come around me and interaction, it was just so tense for no reason. I just realized, what's going on, you know? But then realized, that's the thing, you know. So I get disturbed, like, you know, it doesn't work, you know. When things doesn't work your way, just get disturbed. So realize, okay, move this away. 10 minutes a day, I have enough time, you know, otherwise, you get the offensive, that's, you know. Anyway, so how much I contribute to that? Like, that's what they say, true sadhu is just thoughtful, is open, is realizing. It's not just like he follows the Dharma, but he's just so symbiotically connected to everything, all life. He doesn't disturb anyone. That's a sadhu, he doesn't disturb anyone. It's conscious. There's no exploitation. And then lastly, that Dharma says, inevitable time which conquers everyone have taken all earth's good fortune. That means it's inevitable to happen, all these calamities. It's inevitable to happen. That's the cycle. So time makes you miserable in the end, yeah. Material world is doomed to degrade gradually, see. So so it's good because it's designed to degrade and then helps you to give it up. That's a good. All glories to Kali Yuga. Who was thinking out there? Srinivas, you. All glories to Kali Yuga, my goodness. But we just think other side of it. Kali Yuga is terrible. If you just think, you get nightmare, you get phobias. But on the other side, my goodness, so great age, you know. Just simply one small thing, a few small things, or maybe more. But anyway, you know, you are just on the other side. There's no Kali Yuga in this temple. Look at this. It's not even Satya Yuga, you know. This is just Chintamani Dham. Who can have that, to walk in the Chintamani Dham and be part of it in this Kali Yuga? The same, for example, does Kali Yuga affect other planetary systems? Because Kali Yuga is everywhere. See? What about higher planetary systems? Yeah. All lower, we know, but the middle is much more affected. Wherever there is adharma, then Kali Yuga is a place to enter. Higher planetary system is pretty much structured. Everybody's more dharmic, sattvic, this is sattva-guna. So Kali Yuga doesn't have entrance much, doesn't have influence. And lower planetary systems, I guess Kali Yuga is all the time, and for them it's like satya. They love it. They said it's a realm there where these serpents are envious and angry, constantly quarrel and fight. They love it. They like this Kali Yuga down there. But it's mentioned that how Kali Yuga influences high planetary systems. They say the sea is like a kind of dark cloud, like comes and, you know, there's no much influence, like something, you know. And besides that, in one day of Brahma, there is thousands of Yuga cycles changed. So more or less, Yuga cycles change in Brahma's life, like, my goodness, how much Kali Yuga lasts there, 1 second or something. You cannot even, doesn't have a time to notice even the Kali Yuga's influence. Or, for example, on heavenly planets, there is 1 day, 6 months on our planet. A rough calculation, just down, is about 1.5 minutes last Kali Yuga. Or 4 cycles will. Sorry, maybe I made a mistake. It's too many numbers. But Kali Yuga itself about, no, 20, I was calculating just rough without any paper, anything. Entire cycles changes in about 20 years. So out of it, you split on 4, and then each year, each age is about 10 times shorter than another, so it comes down a few days, 1.5 days or something. Or months, something. You calculate, my mathematics isn't. Anyway, very short time, relatively short times, 20 years for cycles of yoga. But still, even that is like an influence of like a dark cloud passing through. They are not influenced because the Dharma is there for. And on hellish planets, it's constantly, more or less, Kali Yuga. But affects mostly middle planetary system because place of passion here in planet. Passion, ignorance. Higher planets is goodness with some passion. Lower planetary systems is ignorance with some passion as well. But here is kind of middle. That's a middle planetary system. And quarrel there, of course. So hardly you can spend any longer span time without having any miseries. Just think of us, you know, just like there's no longer time where there's no any disturbance. You know, my digestion doesn't work, we have some infections, some internal diseases called, you know, or mental, you know, somebody says, you know, it's constantly, there's no this freedom of it, you know, that's it. Misery is all around us. And we said we continue to live only due to mode of ignorance, because ignorance helps us to forget these miseries, like animals. Prabhupada said, you know, dog comes to eat something, you kick him, he goes away. Again comes back. It's Prabhupada said, it's human. You know, you kick him, goes, and he comes again. You know, just forget that he got a whack, you know. So that we see. Ignorance helps us to go on, move, you know. Or if you are in mood of goodness, very, very rare cases, then you accept inevitable providence, whatever, karma. People in mood of goodness can tolerate also. See? But in passion, oh, it's anger, short temper, fault finding. Yeah. Because buvar loka, that's a mode of passion, mood of passion. So this tyaga kind of, out of all this, must produce tyaga in us, to kind of make attempt to quit this place, you know, to plan to prolong material suffering, material entanglement, material life, or to stay forever here as mind. Mind, his role, main role is to plan to stay here forever in material world, because mind lives only in material world. As soon as you think of spiritual things, that means you think to give him up his dominance. He doesn't want that. Nobody wants to die. Mind doesn't want to die. False ego doesn't want to die. So we make sure that he survives. So we'll agitate him. And Kali uses that. And next verse, the earth says, Krishna has left and Kali has spread his influence. That is my sorrow. Comes to that. And I'm thinking of Dharma, about demigods and about demigods and devotees and all men obedient to Varnashrama system. So what did she thinks? Varnashrama is scattered, but main cause is Krishna has left. Any thoughts?
Thank you for the class, Taruna Prabhu. I was just thinking in regard to the question you asked about if yagya is not performed, then Mother Earth is not obliged to give opulence, wealth. And actually, why we're still getting, my understanding is like yagya means you actually create pious credits. And according to that, you're given the facilities, you know. Earth is very pleasant. Earth gives you the vegetables, fruits, all the things you need for yagya, actually, if you're talking about also the animals, cows, you know, ghee, and then the jewels.
Piety. What is piety, according to this?
You performing yagya. So yagya is piety, actually. So many people perform yagya. Obviously, for us, Sankirtan yagya
means
is
actions.
Transcendental.
I mean, yeah.
It's but it's to actually get something in exchange. Yeah. So ultimately, says, if you don't perform yagya, you're not given a pious environment. So that's piety, actually, that you are given a situation where you can live comfortably, you know. It's a good karma. So my understanding is that it's like you can see credit. If you have a bank balance, you put money in, it's not because you stop putting money in, the next day it's all gone. You still have money.
Yeah.
But if you're only taking out,
yeah,
at some point it will run out.
Yeah.
So actually that's the prediction,
yeah,
of Kali Yuga.
Yeah. Prabhupada,
says it,
yeah, yeah,
many times,
yeah,
in conversations.
Right.
And Shastra explains that Kali Yuga means slowly things will diminish,
yeah,
and it will run out.
Yeah.
So at some point there won't be vegetables,
yeah,
there won't be this.
Yeah.
And there's so many descriptions,
yeah, yeah,
on how people will live. And actually you can even see nowadays, if you compare it to descriptions of how it was thousands of years ago, how opulent it was. So now we just have a fraction of that opulence, and that's in quantity, but also in quality, like you mentioned. We don't actually know how good the vegetables were, how much good quality milk they had, how nature was luscious and present everywhere. Now you look at the world, many parts of the world, it's becoming very barren. And they even say, like, the Sahara is growing.
Yeah.
So, and then Amazon forest is obviously being destroyed. So it's just a matter of time And on our scale, it seems like we don't see that much.
Yeah, sure.
If you look at it over hundreds or thousands of years, it's very obvious. So, yes, like Srinivas Prabhu said, I think the Sankirtan movement, hopefully we understand for 10,000 years, can maintain, you know. But after that, once the devotees go, I mean, it's kind of quite obvious it's going to run out. And that's what Shastra says. So if we just have faith in that, it is going to eventually happen. So these are like the reserves. And the quality is already much less. So it's not the same anyways.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good point. Yeah, Prabhupada said mentioned many times. Even desert, they said they're reaping the sinful reactions. Therefore, they live in desert. And Prabhupada said if there is no yagya, or if you don't do anything for the spiritual advancement, then you just replete your resources, and starvation is waiting for you inevitably. Sorry.
Harish, thank you for the class. I was wondering about cow protection, and how do we justify castration of bulls?
Cow protection?
Yes.
How we justify?
Castration of bulls.
Castration of bulls. This is Vedic also. In Vedic time, they used to do the same, castration, because there's a number of bulls. If you just let them mix, you know, although Maharaj Nanda had millions of cows, but he could have 3 million more, you know. But in Vedic time, they used to do kind of humanly more with the herbs. They would tie up special herbs which kind of sterilize the bulls. So you have to maintain that number. Now it's very gross, you know. But in one sense, I was thinking many times, I spent some time in Goshala, like you kind of interfere with Mother Nature. You know, who are you? You don't create whatever reproductive organs to bulls, you know, for who you are to remove. It's an interesting thing, like, is that Brahma's fault? I don't know, man, like, you know, you have no right, you know, leave it, you know, to interfere with genealogy, with animals. Like, why didn't create special section of bulls, like, out of 100 you get one bull? Others are oxen from birth. But it's not happened like that. So we can't interfere. So this is big argument of vegans or whatever. You know, why you interfere? Of course, they extend this. You know, why you eating honey? Why you eating anything from animals? You know. As I said, in Vedic time was that natural control of it for procreation. So this material world is not perfect, so is anyone thoughts on that? I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your class. You had a kind of throwaway line that it was a good thing that Tulsi Gabbard didn't become president, because we're not ready for it. She would just be crushed. I think probably that's right. So I was thinking, we can't change the whole world, but it's even more important that we actually try to make some complete community.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, self-sufficient and all that.
That's our attempt in small scale of Varnashram. What else we can do? And people will appreciate, and slowly they'll appreciate more, you know. Mm. What else we can do? We cannot force anyone. Just to live our by example and preach, of course, give them knowledge. Mm. People know what the standard of life, and then they'll kind of be inclined to kind of go to that side.
I think devotees need to live together. You know, grihasthas need to live together, not scattered around the whole.
We used to live together at the early days, but then we quit the places which are just phenomenal, and then somehow. What happened there? What was there? Yeah, if you live outside, you're in Maya. If you're in, you're protected.
Well, not necessarily in temples, like living in temples, but in their own homes, but in a village.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I mean, it's not that devotees can choose most of the time to live with devotees. You go where it's cheap, where it's, if you're as a grihastha, you know, you cannot just would be. You know, everybody, if you ask them, they would like to do this also.
Yeah, of course.
They're dying to live together as a community, you know, but then you have to compromise.
But it could be, I mean, if grihasthas who have houses and things, if they pull together, you know, they can live. They can live much more economically together. That's why I mean the Indian community. They did very well in this country when they, even though they came with nothing, because they did things together. They had large.
Yeah, that's a different.
They lived in you know like.
They are so much oriented with communal and family-wise Indians. They have this culture, you know, like
so
family.
They need to do that even more broadly, not just families. You know, but actually devotees in a community. Sorry? And it would be more economic, actually.
It would be, you created businesses, you know, but again, that applies to Parnasham kind of, sort of, you know. There was this giant, some of them successful, some of them good plans, you know, would be great, but it will happen.
I mean, I mean, if a lot of devotees club together, they can, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say this in public, but buy up the village.
Yeah.
You know.
One day, this will be our village.
Buy the village,
Yeah.
I mean, that was the idea in Scotland, Karuna Bhavan, really. Basically, they bought so many properties.
I mean, I guess one day it will happen. I mean, like, this movement cannot be destroyed. It can only grow, grow, grow. At some point, will it grow and take everything, you know. For now, we try to do our best, you know. Anyway. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande.